Senator Van Dyne, for what purpose do you rise?
To speak on the bill.
Senator Van Dyne, you have the floor to speak to the bill.
Now I'm a little upset. You know, over the past several months, I've had an opportunity to speak with many, many members of the LGBT community. And some of the most moving conversations I have been with family members, not even LGBT members themselves. I've spoken with mothers who have told me about the relentless bullying that their children have to endure. I talked to a brother who wanted to know why I was piling on, while the General Assembly was piling on, I had no idea the kind of physical abuse his brother had been subjected to because he is transgender. These people are suffering every single day, and we are saying it is okay. That's wrong. Furthermore, this is tarnishing our reputation as a state that is open for business. That is a fact. A clean repeal is what it will take for us as a body to say, no, 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 you misunderstood us. We are open for business. We do not discriminate. You cannot be fired in North Carolina simply because you are gay. That is not who we are. To make that statement, we need a clean repeal of HB 2. This is not a clean repeal of HB 2, and there is nothing political about that if you happen to have lost your job because you're gay. I cannot support this bill.